Black woman calls out Alyssa Milano in viral video, "You are causing more division. You're making things worse for Black Americans." By Hannah Blow on May 3, 2021. A Black woman called out actress-turned-left-wing activist Alyssa Milano in a viral video, accusing the charmed star of causing more division and making things worse for Black Americans with her condensing political rhetoric. The woman, Savannah Edwards, responded to a clip of remarks Milano made during her podcast, where the insatiable actress attempted to imagine what it would be like to be a Black man watching the news and watching events unfold. "For those of us who are not Black men, imagine watching the news and seeing how people," Alyssa Milano said in the video before the clip cuts to Edwards' response. "Imagine being a Black man and being told by some lady with a microphone that you and the criminal on TV are one and the same because you look alike," Edwards said. "Imagine being told by society that white people can be all that they can be, but you as a Black man, the content of your character is completely irrelevant. You are the color of your skin and that is all that you will ever be." Edwards even weaved in the recent left-wing cries over basic election integrity measures, adding, "Imagine being told you can't figure out how to vote because of the color of your skin. Socioeconomics affects everyone, but apparently, you're not as smart as the poorest white person. Watch. Lady, I don't want to hate you, I'm a 90s kid. I grew up with you, so I know you're very talented. I understand your heart is in the right place, but you are everything you preach against," she said, blasting Milano for not helping and making things worse. "You're making things worse. You're causing more division. You're causing more fear," she said, listing off a few statistics to drive her point home. "Statistically speaking, I am more likely to be shot and killed by my Black elderly neighbor across the street than a cop who patrolled my neighborhood. Statistically speaking, homicide by cop is very rare. But people like you find power in fear, so you keep it front page news. You don't have to be a white supremacist. You can be better," she concluded. Indeed, Milano has taken her calls for so-called racial justice into overdrive in recent months, pressing President Biden and Democrats to make slavery reparations a reality. "Silence is not an option and it's certainly not a cure. If President Biden and Congress are serious about moving the country forward, then they have to get serious on federal action on reparations," Milano said in an April video. "Failure to atone for the pain that white supremacy has caused and is still causing creates space for those violent white supremacist ideologies to foster, sick, and grow," she continued. "White supremacist extremism is on the rise and refusing to talk about its root, slavery, will not solve anything. Watch." Last month, Alyssa Milano attacked law enforcement, declaring they exist to uphold white supremacy.